Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Chattanooga Trailer and Rental knows that if your business depends on your equipment, then you need it serviced to where it can be dependable each and every day. That's why you can depend on Chattanooga Trailer and Rental for quality service and the right parts. And if you're in need of new or quality used trailers, then Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has one of the largest truck bed and trailer inventories in the entire Southeast. Since 1974, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has been taking care of their customers like family. For more information, see ChattanoogaTrailer.com. Well, we always appreciate Will Healy, especially his ability to audible. We've had him on the last few Fridays. Obviously, we do not have a Friday show with Thanksgiving, so we get to talk today. Will Healy now bowl-bound with the Charlotte 49ers, their first postseason appearance ever. It was clinched by taking down Marshall 24-13 this past Saturday in Charlotte. Will, congratulations. Has the celebrating stopped?
Yes, we are on to the next week. But y'all are the good luck charm, obviously. So we had to keep it going, even the Turkey Day weekend. So, amazing. I mean, we had three turnovers, but they blocked a punt for a touchdown in the first half. So obviously not the way that we had it drawn up. Our defense played great. We held them to a field goal, two field goals the entire game. An offense that was extremely explosive, had really good players, and then found a way to make some plays in the second half offensively and got it going a little bit. So pouring down rain, senior night, former head coach is the defensive coordinator at the other school and a team that had won five in a row playing for a conference championship. So big win for us. Crowd stormed the field. I got a chance to show off my hardworking dad bod and it's been a good week for the Niners.
Well, the video has gone viral. How much did that 49er head weigh when you had it on there and were you getting kind of warm in that thing? Was it getting gamey? I noticed you tossed it off pretty quick.
It was sweaty and I mean, it was not very comfortable for sure.
It's like one of those lookout uniforms in August. Louis, the lookout, one of those, like it smells in August. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So I walked in the locker room originally and had, my coach's gear on and just the norm head on and nobody recognized who I was. And so I was like, well, I guess, I'd take my shirt off now where everybody recognizes this. This artwork of a body, and then I got up there and did a little crowd surfing, threw the norm head off, and we club lit was a lot of fun on Saturday.
All right, and for those listening, this is Will Healy, the former Boyd Buchanan quarterback, former UTC assistant coach, who did a great job at Austin Peay turning that program around in its second year. We've had Will on for the last several weeks. We started doing this when Charlotte was 2-5. They're now 6-5. I'm curious. I know the real reason is superstition and us and the Chattanooga connection. But when you talk in Charlotte about what got this thing turned around, I mean, do you go with the 39-38 win over North Texas, or is it kind of what you talked about with us that next week? Because you talked about it was a great win, it was a wild win, but how do we respond with MTSU? And y'all came back that next week and did respond against the Blue Raiders.
Yeah, I've been asked that question a bunch this week of when did you see a change? And, for me, it was the week we played Western Kentucky. And, I just remember sitting there on Sunday. We just got our butt kicked by somebody. I can't remember if it was Florida Atlantic or Florida International, one of the two. And you're reeling a little bit, and you're saying, where am I messing up? Like, where'd we go wrong? Where'd this thing go awry? Because we were 2-1. We played an app team that is obviously a really good football team and had an opportunity to win up there. And now these last 2 weeks, we hadn't even played very well and it hasn't been very competitive. And so to me, I think I kind of took for granted some of the culture pieces and the things that we typically do on a regular basis, the priorities and you kind of felt like, oh, all right, we're heading in the right direction. The culture is going the right direction. I'm good with starting from the basics and the fundamentals of what this place is supposed to look like and feel like. And so I, you know, we went back to it. And the week of the Western Kentucky Kentucky game, you know, the energy in practice and the corny things that a lot of people say we do, you know, the clapping when good things happen in practice or the celebrate success or the, you know, the attention to detail, kind of fundamental focus portions that we have in practice. And we just went back to the culture talks and, you know, we call it the fourth quarter where you first 15 minutes of meeting has to be talked about something other than football, you know, and if anything, it made me just feel more at peace with what we were doing and what our culture looked like. And so we got beat at Western Kentucky, but I still felt a heck of a lot better about where we were from a program perspective. And then we found a really lucky way to beat North Texas at home. And then that momentum and that kind of morale has allowed us to push the culture pieces more. And that winning has kind of become infectious. And so that's what happens. You know, the same way it can go really bad where you lose four games in a row and you don't have a whole lot of confidence. If you can find a way to win one or two and get the ball rolling the other way, then it can become just as important, the momentum going the other way.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year FBS coach at Charlotte who has the 49ers bowl eligible for the first time in program history. You're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Will, who's the biggest name that's reached out to congratulate you, and who's the person that means the most to you that reach out and congratulate you?
Besides us, obviously.
You're not included in that count. I've had a bunch of people that mean a lot. Obviously, the family being here was pretty incredible.
Right.
I think John's trying to fly in on his private jet so he can, you know, he thinks he needs a helicopter from the airport.
The moneymaker of the Healy's.
Because he's the head coach's brother. He thinks he deserves all these great perks. Ron Rivera was really good.
Cool.
You know, I got a text from Coach Sweeney and, a lot of people around the college football world that, you know, I've been fortunate to run into and be a, to learn from a lot of mentors of mine. But it's funny, I spend probably 3 hours on, usually I try to do it on Sunday. This week I couldn't do it until Monday. I spend probably 3 hours returning text messages after a win and literally 30 seconds returning text messages after a loss. So I got some fair weather friends, and, including my wife, including y'all.
Yep. Oh, yeah, no, we're 100% in that. We weren't calling when you were sucking.
That's right. Y'all have been there. Y'all wanted me on at 2 and 5, so I can't call y'all fair weather. A lot of people that mean a lot. And that's the fun part about it is people are starting to see the brand of Charlotte a little bit. We've been on ESPN and starting to raise some awareness for it. So I've gotten a lot of feedback. It's been fun.
All right. It's your job to make certain your players don't look too far in advance. Don't look in the rearview mirror. They finish this thing because 7 wins is a heck of a lot better than 6. Whose job is it to make certain you don't do that?
When I look at my record every time I go on my radio show on Monday night and it says 19-26, I'm like, you still suck. Get it fixed. Get closer to 500. I can promise you that's not happening. They've been great yesterday and today and had a really good practice this morning. Going to do some fun things over Thanksgiving. And it's fun to be playing football over Thanksgiving. I hadn't done this in a while. So there's still a lot to play for. This group is enjoying playing with one another, which that's a huge bonus as a coach. I don't expect there to be a letdown.
All right, Will, I do have to mention this because Saturday night I take to Twitter and congratulate you for what you've been able to do in this first season, and it's been liked by a whole bunch of folks. And I will be honest, I would say half of the people that liked my tweet were high school football coaches. So you have obviously built a lot of trust with a lot of those folks because they're as happy as anybody. High school football coaches all over the South are quite tickled with what you've been able to do.
Well, I mean, to me, the relationships he had with him as the recruiting coordinator and wide receivers coach at Chattanooga are the same relationships that you want to have with him as the head coach at Charlotte. I mean, I haven't changed. I know that I value those guys and what they do and what they say even more now. I haven't been in the head coach's chair, just knowing how important it is, whether they're an assistant to the head coach, what they do from a culture perspective. But, it means a lot to me, too. You know, Gary Rankin from Alcoa was up here this past week at the game, and, you know, a lot of Tennessee connections and Georgia connections. And, you know, the hard part about it, especially in the FBS level, is you can't be out that much. So, literally, we play on Saturday, okay? Sunday, I'm getting on a plane. I've got 1 week. I'm going New York. I'm going Detroit. I'm going, you know, Tampa, Miami, Texas. I mean, literally 1 week of doing that, and then we'll come back in and kind of figure out. We have a recruiting weekend, and then we'll go back out. You know, I got another 4 days, but you got bowl prep now, and so all of this is new to me. But in at the FCS level, you got spring recruiting, so you can have 4 weeks on the road, and you can go hang out with every high school coach you want to. So now these guys are like, oh, you're too big time to come to my school. And I'm like, no, I want to, I can't. So I'm going to have to use January to kind of go in and kick it with them.
I know you got one more regular season game, but I bet your players are already coming up to you going, Coach, can we go to that Bahamas Bowl?
They don't know. They got no idea where, and they just, we'd go to the Chattanooga Bowl. They care less where it is.
What? There's a Chattanooga Bowl and I hadn't heard of this?
We need to have one.
We need
to have one. If they have them in, you know, Frisco, Texas and all those places, then we can have one in Chattanooga, right?
I agree. Get John on that.
Tell him to cancel a plane trip and to put his money elsewhere.
Hey, that's for the peons, okay? that's not for people of John Healy's stature. But no, I think they would love the Bahamas. I know my wife would love the Bahamas. I think that it would also be fun to be somewhere where our fans could travel a little bit better. You know, so either way would be great.
All right, hey Will, we'll talk to you next week.
Let's do it.
All righty, congratulations! Take
guys.
Down Old Dominion.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Coach. Appreciate your time, and I know he's thankful for his success, and that's a cool run that he's on.
That is cool. If they take down Old Dominion, they're not having a great year, so hopefully there's no hiccup in what they've been able to do, and they can close out a 7-5 and increase that bowl stature as they are eligible for the first time. Always thanks to Will Healy. 648-1051 is the number. We got to wrap this booger up with the closing full court press. Back with our final segment of the show here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1. The Zone.